What is the Colorado Springs housing market doing? Homeowners, you want to know what price your home is going to sell for in your neighborhood. You want to know how fast you're going to sell it for. You want to know if it's a buyer's or a seller's market. This is going to help you set the price for your home. So let's take a look. Let's see what's going on in the Colorado Springs real estate market. This is what's going on in the Colorado Springs housing market right now. You've got 1,252 properties that are available for sale. That's pretty typical. That's been typical for the last long while, as you've been in about the 1,100, 1,200 range for how many properties are currently actively available at any given point. So let's switch over to the number of under contracts, which is 1,130. That has gone up. We were in the 900s, 1,000s for several months, and now we have more property under contract. And I'm attributing that to that we have hit March and April. So we are hitting the busier months of, well, not the busiest months of the year, but we are getting busier within the year. So that's to be expected. We're going to have more under contract. Now let's take a look at some data, some hard facts. What's going on for April in 2024 is we've got an average days on market of 44 days and a median of 14 days. So that means the average or properties are going under contract at an average of 44 days and a median of 14 days. So it's picking up a bit. It's not taking as long, a month to up to 2 months during the winter months here, as you can see, that it took for properties to go under contract. Now, this chart is the total number of listings and total number of sales by the month. So we have 179 sales for April so far. We had 705 in March. So we're starting to go up for the year. This might be a little bit easier to visualize or see as a chart. So the line in green is the number of active listings from January, from the beginning of 2022 on. Same with the blue line, which is the number of sales. So April's not filled out yet, so that tail, that right end of the graph is not going to be quite accurate, but you can see the number of listings and sales has started to come up in the March time frame, so we're starting to get a little busier. Now here you'll see the average sales price and median sales price. Now I've been telling people since the beginning of 2022, home prices have not really been doing anything. You've had some seasonal ups and downs for the summer and winter for those years, but really you haven't made any equity gains if you bought during that time. I'm taking that back now. As of March, April, we are starting to see some very noticeable increase in home equity in March and April. Now that's maybe too early to tell. We may see that level out throughout the rest of the year, but I think we're starting to go up in prices. Now we'll quickly look at that in data form. So for April, the average sales price. Now get this, so far we're only a third of the way into April, so these numbers are not going to be accurate. They are going to be close, but we're going to settle on different numbers by the end of this month. However, currently for April, the average sales price is $523,404, median of $450,000. That's an uptick from March. As you can see, March we were at almost 494,000 average, 442,000 median. So we are going up again. A bit early to say for sure that this is a huge increase in equity, but I think we are having a noticeable increase in home prices this year. If you're getting value out of this video, please give it a like. Hit subscribe if you'd like to get more of this content that I create. I really appreciate it. Also, if you live in Colorado Springs, hail season is just around the corner, and we're used to having hail damage and then having to take our vehicles in to get them repaired. So in this case, kjautohailrepair.com is your go-to place. When you've got that hail damage, don't go through somebody else and having to wait in line when they set up those tents or those kiosks to have your car go through to assess the damage. Just make it simpler on yourself, make it quick. Go to kjsautohailrepair.com/contact. There's a form in there you can fill out to get started. Click my name in that drop-down form, and if you do that, you're going to get $100 back at the end of the repair process. Now, to give you just a quick overview of my personal experience as a real estate agent in the Colorado Springs real estate market, what is going on? I've got a buyer under contract closing next week. I've got a seller whose other condo is in Denver, so it's not quite Colorado Springs, but that just went under contract yesterday. I've got a buyer who was under contract. They fell out and now they're going to be looking at something else. I've got a couple of listings coming up in the next month or two. So I'm keeping myself busy. I have heard from some people, some agents, and people in the industry that this is going to be a slow year. Expect this to be just as slow as it was last year in 2023, to which my thought was I had a pretty good 2023. I mean, I wasn't rolling in dough. I'm not like the top 1%, national realtor. But I'm doing well for myself. I'm paying the bills. And so that was encouraging to hear that if I could make it last year, I should be just fine this year. That's not going to apply to everybody. There are agents dropping out of the business. There are people who are not buying. It's just simply too expensive for them. I've been telling people you need to make at least $150,000 a year household in order to really qualify for something here and to be able to afford it. If you're using the third rule, don't spend more than a third of your income on your mortgage. If you're going by that, then you should be making at least 150K a year, but that's not feasible for everybody. Still, there are a lot of people who are still looking to purchase in this market and who have the money to do so. And as I have been telling all of my clients, I'm expecting real estate in Colorado Springs to continue to increase. You can see behind me just the map here of this is just a part of the Springs. I can zoom around and just see other properties. These are all for sale. This is everything that's for sale. I can just zoom in here and click on stuff individually and I can look at it in a chart form too. But real estate is doing really well here. The Colorado Springs real estate market is very resilient. 40% of our income comes from the military, from all of our military installations. We have a good flow, in and out flow of military personnel, PCSing just from that. Plus, you've got the weather, you've got the climate, you've got the altitude, you've got the proximity to the mountains, hiking, dog-friendly state. There's the politics here is tends to be a little bit different than a lot of the rest of the country, so that can have its own appeal as well. But just generally, Colorado Springs and Colorado is in demand. People like it. People like moving here. Most of the people who move to Colorado Springs move from Denver. So most of our migrants are from Denver, actually. You've got some from California, some from Illinois, and some other places, but mostly it's Denver. And so there's more money in Denver. There's a lot more people with more money in Denver who are coming down to the Springs. 10, or I'm sorry, 15 to 20% of all sales generally in Colorado Springs are with cash. Now, some of those are people who are individuals. Some of those are corporations. So it really depends on, it's hard to say who is who there. About 20 to 30% of all of our sales here are through military. They're with VA loans. So that is, again, a big part of our real estate market here. The bottom line is that the Colorado Springs real estate market is still a seller's market. It is starting to veer toward a buyer's market in the sense that there is more inventory and there are fewer buyers who can purchase at this price point. And that kind of creates this false sense of an almost balanced market. Not quite there, but I tell people we're still in a seller's market. You still have the upper hand. You can still sell your property fairly quickly as long as you price it appropriately. You're looking at the comparables. You're not shooting for the moon. Because if you shoot for the moon, you tend to have to chase the market. And then it's really not a great position to have to lower your price point just to chase buyers down. It's much better just to list it at an enticing, appealing price up front. And then you get that potential multiple buyer interest. Another specific example in my neighborhood that I live in, which is an 80918 property here. We did have one property that actually listed for just under 400, but typically in my neighborhood, it's going to be 450 to actually almost up to 550. And the further north you go, the more expensive that tends to get. The further south you go, It can get less expensive. It really depends on the neighborhood. New construction homes, you can get some for, the 400s and up, and those tend to be like townhomes for that price point. But yeah, at this point right now in April, you're going to be selling your property typically within a couple of weeks to a month. It's fairly quick. You're going to get what your property is worth as long as you price it appropriately. Move-in ready is going to be best. The fewer deferred maintenance things that you have going on, the wider the pool of buyer interest is going to be. For the most part, again, buyers want something that is move-in ready, very little let to have to do once they move in. You do that, you get the maximum amount of interest. Really good photography, get a good photographer. Pictures are important. They are the first thing that a buyer sees. You want those to wow people. And so you want to put in or to pay somebody who's going to put in the effort to do that. And in my case, I pay for that with my full service that I offer to my clients. That's just something that I include. You don't have to do that. I do it because I want my listings to sell and I want them to look good. So that's just a benefit to you. The other thing you might run into is you might want to have some staging. So if you have an empty property, especially, you might want to have either some virtual staging or some temporary furniture that somebody puts in there just to make it look nice, help block out the room and help buyers visualize that property for where things can go. And again, if needed, that's a service that I provide and cover. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Kevin James Bond with RE/MAX Real Estate Group. I help people buy and sell real estate in the Colorado Springs area. If that's you, DM me, reach out to me in any way that you see fit, and I will see you next time. Thanks.